angry and not cursed?
I do my best, but I sometimes fall short.
Do you want to curse a D-Mac right now?
I'd like to, yeah. I'd like to get to
that.
When you guys brought Sylvester in here 18 months ago, I mean, he only had 5 years of organized football under his belt. I mean, what are some of the most noticeable strides he's made, just even with having two more seasons at this point?
Well, I think the technique is the biggest thing for a big guy in the trenches. You know, you come in, you're just kind of flailing around. You're big and strong and fast, but so is everybody you're going against. And you learn to develop technique that will help you win in the trenches. And I think that's the biggest thing. His technique has improved. He understands how to, you know, pad back and protect himself and get off blocks and stay square and some of the things that we ask him to do. And you know, so it's a work in progress, you know, but it's a good thing because he's gotten better. And he should continue to get better.
When you guys were looking at him before that draft, I mean, when did you sort of become aware of his background and how different it was from, you know, most guys you're looking at that point?
Well, we go through a lot of different people. I think, you know, background stuff is really more of the scout's job. Mm-hmm. As coaches, we're really analyzing the player on tape, and then we all put it together, and the people in charge make the decisions. But, you know, we just do our part and gather. That's just a piece of the information that we're putting together on the guy.
Malik doesn't get as many sacks as Bond or DeMarcus, but what does he bring to the pass rush and the defensive line?
Well, the inside push and the ability to win one-on-one matchups against the guards, that's key for our overall rush. I think DeMarcus and Vaughn, as the edge guys, will benefit from that interior push, and Malik is really good at it. So there's no question that the interior guys struggle to put up the same numbers that exterior guys do. But I think Malik is very effective for us, and the number of snaps that he gets and his effectiveness, I think, is a pretty strong ratio.
What do you think about his first half against Buffalo?
Well, I thought it was pretty good. I mean, I'm already on to San Diego, so it's not really fresh in my mind. But I know he was impactful. He asked me why he didn't get a game ball, so I know he played real well. But so, well, we gave out a couple, and you were just right there, didn't quite make it. So
who got the game ball?
Go a little harder, you know, next week. But
who got it ahead of him?
Chris Harris.
Oh.
And Chris played pretty well, and Brandon. But anyway, he's a good player, you know, and he's a guy like Brandon, some of these guys that have developed here. That as coaches we love that, you know, when you work with a guy and he develops and becomes an impactful player, and maybe didn't come into the league with that, you know, with that description or that label that he could be that, and he's kind of become that. That's good for us, and good for him, and he's earned it through a lot of hard work.
How would you gauge the progress and growth of Bradley Roby to date this year?
He's had a heck of a year. I mean, you talk about a guy that came in as a rookie. Obviously, he was selected high expectations, but I don't know that anybody could have predicted that he would have played the role that he has played and played as well as he has played for. So, you know, hasn't been perfect, but it never is. And that's what I've explained to him. You know, as long as you're competing, playing with great technique and going after it every week, you'll get better. You'll learn from the experiences you have, and I think that's what he's doing right now, and sure glad we have him. Probably toward the end a little bit, yeah. Yeah, you know, and really, you know, some sloppiness with technique. But, no, he's had a good year. A little bit like Kayvon last year, you know. Had a much better year than people. People remember, I think, one game against San Diego here when they went after him a little bit. But if you look at the body of work, he played very well last year. And that's what Bradley's doing for us right now.
After the last few games, Chris has said that he thinks the defense is playing with kind of a love and enthusiasm that was missing at the beginning of the year. Have you noticed a positive change there from the beginning to now?
Yeah, I think it's coming together a little bit. I think an understanding of what we're doing, doing it together, doing it fast, and that bond that guys develop over time. It takes a little bit of time. And so we expect to grow that thing as we go. And we've had a couple real strong outings recently. And, you know, we want to be as strong as possible down the stretch here, so it's imperative that we get that done.